Picture a world where your job vanishes overnight, not because you made a mistake, but because a machine learned to do it better. This isn't a distant dystopian fantasy. Within the next two decades, artificial intelligence may render most human labor economically obsolete, creating what economists call the economic singularity, a point where the rules governing work, wealth, and human purpose fundamentally break down. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and Stephen Hawking have all sounded alarms about this transformation. Yet most of us continue as if nothing will change, like passengers on the Titanic debating dinner plans after hitting the iceberg. The question isn't whether this transformation will happen, but whether we'll prepare for it in time. Humans have been automating work since the first water wheel turned grain into flour, but today's artificial intelligence doesn't just replace our physical labor, it's coming for our minds. When machines can think, learn, and make decisions better than we can, where exactly do we retreat to on the economic ladder? During the Industrial Revolution, machines replaced our muscles, and we adapted by moving into cognitive work. American farmers dropped from 50% of the workforce in 1870 to just 1.5% by 2004, yet overall employment remained strong. But we may be approaching peak human, the moment when our cognitive abilities become economically irrelevant. Consider retail. We eliminated shop assistants through self-service, then cashiers through automated checkouts, and now entire stores through Amazon. Each step shifted work from employees to consumers, what futurist Alvin Toffler called prosumption. Manufacturing follows suit, with industrial robot sales growing 16% annually from 2010 to 2016. White-collar work isn't safe either. In the 1970s, secretary was the most common job title in 21 of 50 U.S. states. Today, it's most common in only 4. The pattern is clear. Automation isn't just targeting repetitive manual tasks, it's systematically eliminating entire categories of employment across every sector. Humanity has experienced 3 transformative revolutions: the cognitive revolution 50,000 years ago, enabling language and cooperation; the agricultural revolution 12,000 years ago, birthing civilization; and the industrial revolution, creating modern prosperity. The AI revolution will eclipse them all by directly amplifying our cognitive capabilities. We face 2 likely singularities: the technological singularity, when AI becomes super intelligent, and the economic singularity, when technological unemployment forces societal restructuring. The economic version will likely arrive first. Exponential growth is deceptive. 30 normal steps cover 30 meters. 30 exponential steps reach the moon and back. If computing power continues improving, machines in 10 years will be 120 times more powerful than today. In 20 years, 8,000 times more powerful. By 2050, 1 million times more powerful. Combined with advances in algorithms and data, AI will advance far more rapidly than most expect, transforming society within decades, not centuries. Professional drivers, 4.5 million Americans, including 3.5 million truck drivers, face imminent displacement. Truck driving is the most common job in 29 states, yet most positions may vanish within a decade. The economics are brutal. Drivers represent 30-50% of operating costs, forcing automation. Rio Tinto already runs massive autonomous trucks in Australia, supervised remotely from 1,200 miles away, operating 24/7. Deployment will likely begin mid-2020s with urban delivery and ride-hailing, followed by long-haul trucking. Professional drivers will be rare by 2040. Entire support industries, truck stops, driving schools, roadside motels will collapse alongside them. White-collar workers aren't safe either. AI writes thousands of daily articles for Forbes and the Associated Press. Deep learning matches human diagnostic accuracy in radiology, dermatology, and pathology. Johnson & Johnson's Sedasis automates anesthesia at $150 versus $2,000 for humans. Legal AI, like Raven's ACE, reads contracts faster and cheaper than associates, Already, 14% of hedge funds use computer models for most trades. Machines won't do everything professionals do, just the most valuable parts, cheaper and better. Every technological revolution faces skeptics, citing the Luddite fallacy. Automation has never caused lasting unemployment, so it never will. But history shows otherwise. America had 21.5 million working horses in 1915, now virtually none. Some claim infinite human wants guarantee endless work. Yet if machines provide supply cheaper and better, employers choose machines. Others pin hopes on uniquely human qualities, empathy, social skills, caring. But humans don't always prefer human interaction. ATMs proved people choose convenience over human contact, and therapeutic robots like Pero have become acceptable companions in nursing homes. The fundamental question, will job creation continue outpacing automation, or will machines eventually perform most economically valuable tasks? With exponential growth suggesting machines could be 8,000 times more powerful in 20 years and a million times more in 30 years, widespread technological unemployment looks 20, 30 years away, within most of our lifetimes. If machines render many people unemployable within decades, we face six fundamental challenges: meaning, economic contraction, income, allocation, cohesion, and panic. The quest for meaning is perhaps most profound. Most people derive purpose from work. Yet, history offers reassurance. The agricultural revolution created food surpluses, allowing some to stop laboring, becoming leaders, artists, and philosophers who found alternative meaning. Today's well-off retirees demonstrate that joblessness needn't cause unhappiness when people have resources to pursue interests and community engagement. Economic contraction presents a more immediate problem. As union leader Walter Reuther noted when touring a Ford factory in the 1950s, if robots replace workers, who will buy the cars? Universal basic income faces a fundamental dilemma. Either the basic income is impossibly low, or the expenditure is impossibly high. The real solution isn't aggressive wealth redistribution, but fundamentally reducing the cost of living through an economy of abundance where necessities approach zero cost. We're already seeing glimpses: unlimited music for $10 monthly, vast educational resources freely available online, comprehensive automation, cheap solar energy, and AI-optimized production can extend this to physical goods. Evidence suggests progress. U.S. energy usage decreased 2% between 2008 to 2017, despite 15% GDP growth. Self-driving vehicles will eliminate millions of jobs within a decade, creating our first tangible AI crisis. Unlike invisible algorithms, autonomous vehicles are impossible to ignore. When people see friends losing jobs to robots, panic becomes inevitable without credible plans and leadership. Four outcomes exist: no change, full employment, social collapse, or abundance. No change is implausible given technological progress. Full employment seems impossible with exponential machine improvement. Social collapse is plausible but unacceptable. The economy of abundance offers the best path forward, allowing unprecedented human flourishing if achieved in time. Yet despite media coverage, few organizations seriously study solutions. We need research institutes addressing these issues immediately. The preparation window is closing. A world where machines handle mundane work could be extraordinarily positive. Goods becoming plentiful and often free. Humans focusing on playing, learning, exploring, and connecting. Which path we take depends on decisions we make right now, while we can still build the institutions and frameworks to carry us through humanity's greatest transformation.